Here with news, Mary Dixon.
The RTA is telling the CTA it's time to raise fares. Regional Transit Chief Leanne Redden says the CTA needs to do it to close a $33 million budget gap. A Wakanda high school student is charged with felony disorderly conduct after threatening to shoot up the school in a Snapchat video. Major healthcare groups and insurance companies, including Chicago's Blue Cross Blue Shield and the American Medical Association, are urging congressional leaders to maintain the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. U.S. Senate Republicans plan to repeal the law that most Americans buy health insurance as part of their new tax bill. The Congressional Budget Office calculates it would save $300 billion over 10 years, while 13 million Americans would lose insurance coverage in that time. The Republican National Committee has pulled its support for Senate candidate Roy Moore of Alabama. Moore continues to deny numerous allegations of sexually abusive behavior involving teenage girls. Leaders in Puerto Rico expect the power to be turned back on for about half the island today. It's been knocked out to most of the U.S. territory since Hurricane Maria struck nearly 2 months ago. Australian voters say they support legalizing marriage equality. Their 62% support in a mail-in survey suggests the Australian Parliament will debate a marriage equality bill in the next few weeks. Scientists in California have made the first attempt at editing a gene inside a living person. They're hoping to cure a 44-year-old man of an inherited and rare metabolic disorder. They'll know if it worked in a few months. Tonight, the Blackhawks host the Rangers while the Bulls play in Oklahoma City. Rain ending at midday, high in the upper 40s, partly cloudy tonight, low around 30, partly cloudy tomorrow, and a high in the low 40s. It's 44 at the lake, 44 at Midway, and 44 degrees at O'Hare.